Okay. Today is Daf Mem. Like I learned today's Daf Zeich and Ishmas, my great grandfather, who's your time today, Harav Shmuel Ben, Harav David. So much to have in Aliyah. Okay. So we are talking about Tzitzis. So Tana Rabban, learning a Braisa. Sudden B'Tzitzis. So we have a few things to keep in mind. We're all talking about right now with sudden. Sudden is a linen garment. And when it comes to Tzitzis, when you put on tcheles, the halacha is tcheles has to be out of wool. Tcheles is those two strings, which, however, you pass them like to nine pictures in that pamphlet. Tcheles is on wool. Okay, so we have sudden tzitzis. So we have a linen garment, and now we're putting on tzitzis. So the problem now is we have shatnez. So Beis Shammai potrin. Beis Shammai says that this linen garment is potter from tzitzis. Right? Rashi says Beis Shammai potrin. The lo darshin on smuchin. They don't learn out the limud of smuchin, right? The limud of smuchin was that lo zilva shatnez, then the gedivim tassalachon. So that says they don't learn out that asid ochalosase. They don't learn it out over here. That's how Rashi learned it out. V'hai dinaka lashon putter. So why does it say putter? If you're not allowed to put shatnez on, nela or shatnez, say sudden betzitzes are usim. Not that it's putter. What does it mean putter? So hai dinaka lashon putter, v'chiyuv, lashon putter v'chiyuv, right, it should have said v'n usir, v'lo naka lashon asurin v'tirin, mishum takes a stand on a bachol, because we're going to have later, between the tzitzis chova who the beged, the mitzvah of tzitzis is mechiv on the beged, not on the person. So even if I own a four-cornered garment and it's hanging in my closet, I need to put tzitzis on it. Right? Chova is a beged. The anal, right? Bafilo anal lovsha. So that's why it's pater chiyuv. There's no the pater from chayyim. There's no usher yet because I didn't wear it yet. The only isser is if I put it on. But then it becomes usher to wear shatnez. The isser of a heter nami b'hag talya. The kevah the Beis Shammai putter, since it's putter for putting on the tzitzis, habiluhu klayim shalob makom mitzvah. Since the beged itself is putter from having these tzitzis on, so if you put the tchelis on the linen garment, you have klayim, and since the beged is putter, so it's klayim shalob makom mitzvah. Now you have a problem if you put it on, right? Habiluhu klayim shalob makom mitzvah, vovaleim shem klayim. You over for klayim. So the brisa continues to be still machayvin. And then Rashi says, they say they learn smuchin. The aim is shem kliyim mutulodosham. There's no problem with kliyim here. And then you're mutter to wear it. So you can put the chelus on it. So Gemara says, so why are you only talking about a linen garment? What about if you wear a wool garment? And we said the other day that linen strands could also potter wool. So why is Beis Shammai only saying his din by linen? Where it says, no, Rashi says, ain't a chanami. Ubitalo shal semer, if you have a woolen garment, nami le beishami also lasas belovin shal pishtan. You can't make the white strings out of linen. Utchelus shal semer. You can't make the tchelus out of semer. Ela halovin that tchelus shal semer. Both have to be made out of wood. Wool. Ubeishil and mutter. Ubeishil will say, fine. If you only have two strings of wool and two strings of linen, you can still put it on a wool garment because you have no problem with shatness. Who doesn't hold the shatness applies over here. But Beis Shammai says it does apply. So how come they only made the machlokas and the brisa on the concept of linen and not with wool, right? The haidinach b'ksayi b'sadin, mishum the psikli milsa the able tzitzis below kliyim. Because when it comes to linen, there's no possible way of getting out of the tchelet, of getting out of the shatness. Because the tchelet has to be wool. When it comes to a wool baguette, you're right, in a chanami. If you happen to put linen white strings, then you'll have a problem. But just put them all wool, and you won't have a problem. But by linen, a linen garment, you're guaranteed to have a problem according to Beis Shammai. That's how Rashi learns the machlokas. So say outside, there are others who learn the machlokas differently. The Rabbeinu Thomas basically said that either Beis Shammai is moda, that he learned smuchin, and therefore klayim is mutter when it comes to tzitzis. However, the reason why they patered you from putting tzitzis on a linen garment is because of the gzeiru. We're going to see a whole bunch of possibilities in the Gemara coming up. So that's why they say it over there. There are others that bring down that maybe it's just the gzeiru's custom that's patered. That's side that's patered from tzitzis that they hold. Now, there's a machlokas as to whether or not Beis Shammai says, okay, so I have a linen garment, I shouldn't put on tzitzis. Does that mean I don't put tzitzis on at all? Or maybe it means I just don't put on tzitzis. I don't put on the wool tzitzis. I still have a four-quarter garment made out of linen. So Beis Shammai says it's pater from tzitzis. What does that mean? So some say, Tosos brings down the name of the rift, that Beis Shammai just says it's only pater from tzitzis, but you have to wear those, that what Begin has to make the staver, that Begin has to look like our begotten, and you have to have four strings of white. Four strings of white, because just make them out of linen. That's what Rashi says. But Tosos says that you're not got the whole thing, because it says sudden spitzitis beshai paturim. If they wouldn't said it, if it would have just been a tail of pater, it would have been sudden tail of pater. Tzitzis is mashma everything. Why doesn't it just say tail? Sudden tzitzis is pater. So Beis Shammai explains, but according to Tosos, Beis Shammai is saying that beged is pater from all the even white. No. I don't know. Right. It must be the way they're learning it.
I hear you.
Why do you say that they say the punter just means that you can't put the wool and linen together on the string?
Yeah, good question. No. It's a good question.
Don't know. So that's the machlokes. Just the way Beis Shammai says it's putter even from the white strings. Okay, the whole machlokes. We're showing them how to learn what the reason is why. You can say according to Manda Amar says that the begin is completely putter or completely putter. Right? According to Manda Amar, according to Rashi, who says that according to Beis Shammai, according to the way we're posting to Beis Shammai, it's only within the Rabbanon, so maybe they made it zero across the board. But that's over there. So we did a line. Right? So Beis Shammai says it's Pater, Beis Hillel is Machayim. Right? But Halacha is the base, never Beis Hillel. Halacha follows Beis Hillel that on a linen garment, you still can put Chelos on. Right? It's a good question. Why are we always worried about the Beged and the strings matching? What about the strings themselves? They're all intertwined together. Because you're not really wearing the strings. Is that the reason why it's not a problem with Shana's? Much is asking, what was concerned about the beged is linen and the strings are tzemer? What about the fact that the strings themselves, well, first of all, you could probably make the string both wool. Make the string both wool. Well, we're calling here sudden,
tzitzis.
Sudden is the garment and tzitzis of the string. Here. Alright. That's four quarters. Right, you have a problem. So I'm Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Sadok. Rabbi Lazar and Sadok said, we just passed like Beis Hillel, which means you put the tchelis, you put the woolen strings on the linen garment. If somebody wears tefillah on his linen garment in Yerushalayim, they look at him a little bit askew. He's a matmiyim. It's a wonder, right? They look at him and they ask, he's wearing a klayim? Right? Rashi says, Eino elamin amatmiyim. Matameh, he makes, as kol haroing, he makes all the people see him as, shomer klayim ulovish. So, adabes hilo polygrabalaz del yezer. So, here is a machlokas where Blazer seems to be saying, point to Rashi here, that it's not like Beis Hillel. So others say, no. Others say, let's read it this way. So Bishlaim ain't all that means. The Gemara says, Rabbi says, wait a second, the halakha is like Beis Hillel. So in King Lama Asrua, so why in Bishlaim was it a problem? Why did it become a problem in Bishlaim? That anyone who wears it looks like he's a weirdo. So the Gemara says, in King Lama Asrua, why they might make it Asrua Bishlaim? Because they don't know, Lefi, she ain't Bikiyin. Because in Yerushalayim, the people in Yerushalayim, Rashi says, they ain't Bikiyin Lidrok Smuchin. They don't know who's Grasha. Of the Smuchin, the climate is Mutter, but Asu the Mishrei Klayim Bekom Akom. And it becomes, look at this guy. He's wearing Klayim, I can wear Klayim everywhere else. Not knowing that the only reason why he can wear Klayim here is because of the Pasuk of the Smuchin. So Rashi asks, Bikasha, how do you do it? How do you did the raisa? You have to work. If a palacha the mitzvah the raisa, the chi the raisa to put the tzitzis over here, to put trelos on it. But Rashi says no because it's shebal tase. I think the answer could be go forward to the other one. I'm telling you, they put trelos, nothing on it. They put on four. They put on four white ones, and we said that trelos is not mark of the white one. So for this shash, they put you in that situation. But again, the question is, how can you now allow you to put on trelos? How can I put on trelos? The shebal tase. No, they don't. Torah can't obligate you to violate the mitzvah. Say, Shevel Tasa, they can do it. Okay, Lashon Acher. We just learned that the question is on Beis Hillel. The Lashon Acher says Rabbi Lezer on Beis Shammai Poli. Then Rabbi Lezer is coming to ask on Beis Shammai the Amr's son and Putter. They say Sodom is Putter. There's Amo di Rami Tzitzis Habikolayim. That means if you put the Tzitzis on the Sodom, it becomes actual Kolayim. Right, Valo Matil, they say, so it says, Inu element of Matmian. It's Temahu to Ika, Val Isra Lecha. Looking at the semantics. It says, Ela Inu Minimam Matmian. People look wonder about it, but it doesn't say, Rice and Tin is Usher. That's a good thing. If you learn the other way, that the Kash is on Beis Shammai. So he says, no, with Bisha Aim, they other became the climb to his mutter, the Usher and the Mishri climb Shalom Brokha Mitzvah. There's no, the reason why they don't mean Matmian is because you're right. Other now people can think of this mutter, they can put it on, but the question is, how are you going to learn the question? We'll go with the first way Rashi that they learn the question. It's a question on Beis Hillel. So Gemara says no. It's the Fisha ain't on Bikin. So Gemara says, what's the big deal? So Amalei, that's the end of the Brisa. So what's ain't Bikin? Now with the rest of the Amalei, we're going to talk about that. Amalei Rava Bar Bikin LaRava. What's the problem? So they're not Baki. Lirmu Beyasara Viniflu Shuka Umet Farsim Nosa. Take 10. Really righteous individuals, have them put it on and let them walk around in the shuk, and everybody will see it. No one's going to say, "Oh, these guys are wearing kliyim." Right? Rashi says, "V'nir fesul milsa the kliyim it's his mutter." Let them all walk around. Rashi says, "Wait a second, no. No one's going to look at these guys, and say they're doing the right thing, and say, "Oh my God, how are these 10 wonderful people doing the wrong thing?" No one's going to admit that they're wrong. I guess he says, "Kol shekein demasmu l'lahem." They're going to ask on that. He says, "Okay, libush of a pirka." So make a drasha, put up a pachmil, you know, bang it up on the shul bulletin board, that it's mutter, put it up. So the Gemara says, you're right, that would work if they would make the drasha, so that cannot be the reason. That they're not, the idea was that they're ain't bikin, it can't be that they're not bucky and swooping, because we can take care of that, we can just teach it. So the Gemara says, no, here's the big thing, zeir mishum kala ilon. There's a worry about kala ilon. Rashi says, zeir mishum kala ilon, Zeba should dome the trellis, comes from this plant, and the color looks exactly like trellis. It's very difficult to discern between the dye of the color elon and the dye of the pirazon, right? Zeba who should dome the trellis. The isharis lay trellis v'sadin, and if you allow trellis on a linen garment, asi lemir make semert savua the color elon. People are going to say, oh, let me trick them. I'm going to put the wool string. And color it with color elon, but how kalayim shalom of a mitzvah. Now this blue string is not tefillah, but it's wool. So what happens? Now I have wool string without tefillah on a linen garment. That is not the mitzvah of tzitzis. That is not going to be mutter according to Beis Shammai. See here, Beis Shammai is saying it's the rabbanon. Beis Hillel will say no, there's no problem. There's no problem of shatness when it comes to tzitzis. It doesn't matter whether it's white or blue. Beis Shammai doesn't have that, and they say what's going to end up happening is you're going to end up having kala ilon on the wool. It's not the mitzvah, and then you're going to be wearing shatnez. Beis Hillel says it's fine, right? We know because the merchants are going to start selling the kala ilon. It's indistinguishable from the regular tefillas, from the filazon tefillas. So then you're going to start buying it. People are going to be wearing these begadim that are dyed with color elon. That's not chelis. That's just white, that's just blue-colored wool. It's blue-colored wool, and then I guess blue-colored wool with the shatnez, it's now going to be shatnez shalom bracha mitzvah. Because the only reason why you can wear the shatnez, the wool on the sudden is because you're kind of mitzvah tzitzis. You're not being kind of mitzvah tzitzis, then how can you wear it? So the Gemara asks, so the Gemara says, V'lo yehei 11. It's a big deal. Let it just be white, right? It should be white. And therefore, what? Look at Rashi. Rashi saying. Well, we'll get to it.
Yeah. Because?
Just where, what's the difference? If it's not, so what? So it's not blue, it's not tcheles wool. It's white wool. What's the difference? It's just colored wool. So what? What? So it's colored ilan. You were in Yotze the mitzvah of tcheles. Right, so it is linen. But why? Let it be below your el lavan. You're right, so you're not going to be kind of mitzvah of tcheles. You're going to be kind of mitzvah of chutei lavan. And we said that all colors are good for lavan. And so the mitzvah of lavan of tzitzis will be doch the iser klayim. Right? According to Beis Shama, according to Beis Hillel, what's the problem? Okay, you're right. You have kol ilan. So you were in Yotze tcheles. No, we asked on Beis Hillel. We were going for that sheet in Rashi. Why? According to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to wear... What? So why in Yerushalayim, what did they do it? Why if you wore tcheles on your tzitzis and your son in Yerushalayim, you made a matmiyot? What? What's the problem? Okay, you're right. So this isn't tcheles. It's called ilan. Big deal. So just, it's white. It's the same thing as being white. Beluya el lavan. The Gemara says... The Gemara says, came into Efsher B'minon, whoa. Since you had the possibility of wearing it with the min, with it, what it's supposed to be, then you don't have the problem. You can't wear it without. What does it mean? Rashi says, came into Efsher B'minon, came into the shame lavan, Efsher L'tate Chutei Pishton, lo Raminon lavan December sudden. Since because lavan, you could put it on with linen. You don't need wool, so you can't put it on with wool. Right? Because that's what he says. Gemara says, "Kid Reish Lakish," like Reish Lakish says, "Dom Reish Lakish Kol Mokem Shetam Motze Asay Velos Asay." Every time you have mitzvah Asay and a Los Asay, that you put with each other, right? So Imatayochel Kaimash Name. If you can do both without violating one, Mutav V'im La. But if you can't do both, then Yavo Asay V'Yitchei Los Asay. That's not the time to talk about it. But there's no lacha of Asay Doka Los Asay, right? So the Asay Doka is a Los Asay. So the Asay, that's what you have over here. The Asay of Tcheles on the Tzitzis will be Doka the Los Asay of Shatnez. That's only if you have the possibility to do it. So if you're going to be mekayim it. Look at Rashi. The kilomar, kidereish lachish, kilomar, hare lovan gomor, lo much laklilon lahatilon v'shum tzitzis. You can't just put plain lovan on there, v'shum tahavi kalayim v'tzitzis. Ho v'efshel latilon v'mino. Since I can avoid this situation, how can I avoid the situation? If I'm only putting on white, just put on linen string. I can avoid the situation. If I'm putting on real tcheles, I can't avoid the situation. So then it's asidot halos asay. If I'm just putting on white, I can't avoid the situation. So we don't have asidot halos asay. Right? About tcheles, the tsemar, the efshar, the mino, the chot tcheles tsemar, who raminon, ilav mishum gzeir, the kala ilan. I would put it on, except for the fact of the gzeir of kala ilan. So there is a difference between white and blue. If it's white, if I'm just putting on white, then I don't have asidot halos asay, because I can make kaim shleim, I'm putting it on linen. If it's real tcheles, then I can't put it on. So I'm worried about kol ilan, so I'm going to put kol ilan, and now I'm going to have wool with the linen. So that becomes a problem, because it's wool, shalom b'makom mitzvah. And that's not mutter. Only that's mutter is the wool b'makom mitzvah, which is to make, to override shakas. The Gemara says, okay, fine. Big question over here, though. It's a great question. What did we learn yesterday? Yesterday we learned that chutei pishtam, linen strings, pater a beged of tzemer. Right? We said linen or wool can pater any beged. That means linen strings can pater a wool beged. Well, how can you do that? You can be mekayim. Why do you say that? You can be mekayim that mitzvah with the wool beged by putting on wool strings. So why is asidot halos asay over there? Right? That's the ask. Rashi, that also seems to answer that question in Dir Masam Keva. It's an implicit question. It's Keva the Efshem Inon. Le'el de Meskino, the Chute Pishtam Pochim itself Zemer. Along the Tesla base, we said that strings of Pishtam can pater a baguette of wool. Why is that different than over here? Hainu Bahadeh Tcheles. That's only if Tcheles is in the other two strings. Then you say, the Migo, Tcheles Pater, Bishop Pishtam, Love and Nami Pater. V'apagav de Efshar B'migo. V'apagav de Efshar B'mino. No, the only time over there that we say that the linen strings kapatra, the woolen beged, is if it's coming along the woolen strings of the tefillah. Then nigo that the tefillah works, so the tefillah works also. So the mishpishtam works also. Here we're talking about only having pishtam strings. Only having woolen strings, right? Only having, right, here we're talking about only having the wrong one. Since you could put on the right one, you don't have the migo, you don't have asidokalos asay. So Mara asks, you live the kua. Okay, what's the big deal? Check to see whether or not these are kala ilan. Do whatever chemical tests you need to know to see that person, Machlokes Rashi, within Rashi, whether the checking is on the bofrim or the checking is on the purchasers. But someone should, for instance, the purchaser should check that whether or not this is a kala ilan. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right, inachanami. You're right, they could check. We're going to have another reason why the people who wore tefillos on their linen garments in Yerushalayim were considered the matmiyin. Why? Elagazayim Rishim Te'ima. We have a problem of Te'ima. Te'ima is nisayon, Rashi says. What does that mean? It means that they used to test the coloring. They used to have the tefillos on whatever it is. They would test to see if the tefillos was right, and they would die. But it was done l'shem nisayon. It wasn't done l'shem tikkun. Tikkun has to be done l'shma. Now I have actual tefillos on the strings, but they weren't done l'shma. So it's not mitzvah. So I have the same problem. Someone's been walking around wearing it, and he's wearing tefillos that's not really tefillos. So he's wearing non-tefillos wool with his linen garment. That's shalom mokum mitzvah. We don't have the p'tur. We don't then become shadness. So Gemara said, okay, the lichtavei adisken. Why don't they write like a letter and send it out to the people who are selling the tefillos? And they should write that you should know that semer, that safur, the shemi story is possible tefillos. Meaning, the pakshka will work. Send them out a letter and tell them to make sure to remind you that you should not put chelus that was used for testing purposes onto the tzitzis. And everybody will show me from that. It will be good. Shemar says, I just link them. Listen to what we got people who are selling chelus, which is a highly valuable commodity. And now they tested it. And now they can't use it. And because you sent them a letter, they're going to listen and not going to make the money? People, I guess, aren't that trustworthy. So the Gemara says, wait, no, they are trustworthy. Amar Rava, Hashda, here's a little bit of a moment, Hashda, Chametz v'Pesach, the concept of Chametz v'Pesach, and Yom Kippurim, Kares, those involve Kares issues, and Samchin Ladiske, what does it mean Samchin Ladiske? Because when Beis Din was Ma'aber L'Shana, they would send these Igeres, the Chutz La'aris, to tell them about Yom Hashana. And based on these letters, Chutz La'aris would be Koveya, the Zman Pesach, and Yom Kippur. So those things they would rely on the Gigaris. They would say, oh no, it's not evil. It's not evil, we're making Pesach now. No, Beis Din said send us a letter. I think there's a big difference. I mean there's a money issue over here. So he says, Haka da say the Amalo Kol Shekain. Of course they're gonna listen to the Gigaris. I think there's a big filling. Mar doesn't make that filling, but I think there's a big filling. You're talking about guys making Parnassar as a Talis. So you send me a letter? Besides the fact that the letter for Chametz and Pesach and Yom Kippur to everybody. So everybody got the letter. Here we're just addressing the letter to those who are mofer. So, and we'd have to trust them in their chadrei chadarim to do what's right. I think there's a big chilek. Right, it's Chazon Ish asked the question. Everybody's on the note here. By Iber Shana, there's no choice. You have to be somech on the Yigeres. Because there's no other way. First of all, there's no other way to tell them in Chutz La'aretz because they didn't have email. So what's the raya? That's another question they have. All right, anyways, the Gemara said, The Gemara says, okay, so that's not the reason, right? It's not because of Kali Ivan. So what's the reason why the people who worked Chelos Yerushalayim are considered doing something strange, even though we pass like Beis Hillel? El Amar Rabba, Hai Milsa Amri, this is what I said. The Itmar B'Mar Rabba, Mishun Rabizeira, say, and in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they said this in the name of Rabizeira, who went like me, Shema Yikara Sidono B'Toch Sholosh V'Yis Perena. Maybe what's going to happen is, all my folks had to read this also. Maybe what's going to happen is the tzitzis are going to tear three etzbos close to the beged. I guess it's on that the strings that connect it loop around. It's going to rip. It's going to rip, right? It's going to rip. And then what are you going to do? And then you're going to sew it up. Then you're going to sew it up. And the Torah Amar Tassalom and Asrei. Look at Rashi. Shem Yikar Esodim Kodim Lekach before the Betok Gimel Etzbos and Slap Akanaf the Hayu B'Makom Atzitzis. Right, we're supposed to put it on. Vias Berendo. And now you're going to tie it up, you're going to tie that up with Chutim of Pishtan. Right? Vias Berendo of Chutim Pishtan. Vias Sofa Chutim of Tzvunishon. Vias Akrakitim of Shnefu the Tzvunishon. Vias Akrakitim of Shnefu the Tzvunishon. I'm going to tie up that hair with linen, with tishdom, with linen, to make a match, with linen strings. And I'm going to say, you know what? Once I have linen here, I'm going to leave them warm. So I can use those as my strings. We would never have that because we have to wrap it. I'll use those as my strings. So now I have two strings, and then I'm going to come ahead and put the tchelos on it afterwards. And what do you have here? And the Torah, Amar Tassa Belomen Osui. That's puzzle. Because Rashi says, the puzzle, Hainus Osui Mikhil, Soloshim, since it's below Nasik Mitzvaso, Viacha Tikna Karina Bey, below Min Osui, the Nimsen Sitz Psulo. Same thing with Tzach. It has to be Tassa Belomen Osui. It can't be pre-existing. So now, what did I do? I made strings, not for the sake of strings, I made strings for the sake of a patch. And now, later, I'm going to go put on the stairs and say, oh, those strings belong to my sitzes. They weren't put there to begin with. So that's a puzzle. So if those are puzzle, now I'm wearing wool on a linen garment, and I'm not going to go to the mitzvah, it's a problem of shatness. So tassel lo mina asoy. Okay, that's one. Now, based on that, the Gemara says, because... Right, tassel lo mina asoy. Then the tchelis is going on the beged. We have now, yeah, but you're putting tchelis, and those other two strings of pishdon don't count. So now I'm just wearing, first of all, it's probably only wearing two strings. Second of all, I'm also wearing shatnas. Because the only time shatnas is mutter is if you're yotzi the mitzvah tzitzis. Here you're not yotzi the mitzvah tzitzis because those two original strings aren't good. They don't work. So the Gemara says, Shara Rav Zeira l'sidine. Rav Zeira took off, I don't know if he took off his clothing, his beged, but he no longer wore a linen garment with the tzitzis. So, I mean, we had the machlokas earlier, what does it mean that you don't wear tzitzis on tzad? Does that mean the whole beged? Or maybe just took off the two pieces of tzvelas and put on pieces of white linen string. Not sure exactly what it is. Rashi says, Shara Zeira l'sidine, he says, Hitzer tzitziyosa misidano shel pishdan, but not from Mishum Shema Yikari. He took him off. Finds Rav Rava. If my Rav Mishum made Rav Zera Kavat Sein. This is what Rav Zera did. Remember, we just said Rav Zera did like Rava. So he took off. So he took off the pishdan. Hit there to Yosef Misidano Shahayish of pishdan. The Natlan Mishum Shema Yikare. He took off. Here's according to Rashi. He said all he did because of that shash, he took off his clear. He took off his tchelos threads. He says, but Rashi says, hit their tzitziyosa. So what does it mean by tzitziyosa? Sometimes maybe it means tchelos. But Rashi says, hit their tzitziyosa misidino. He took off the tzitzis from his linen garment. That's why he took off everything. I don't know. Right, so he should just take, take off just whatever he's wearing and put on all whites. Make it all whites. Right. Well, then you have to put on something. You can't have two strings. You have to put on the whites. Okay. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara brings another reason why you would say that the talus of Sissus of Sodom should be Aser. Right. Rav Zeira Amar, Zeira Nami Mishum Psus Laila. Worried about wearing clothing, the night clothing. There's a major machlokas for showing what Psus Laila is. Does it go according to the person or according to the beggar? Right? Let's say I'm a trust fund guy. I walk around, I'm that guy from the social network. I walk around with my pajamas in the morning. So I'm wearing Sus Lila during the day. That's the word tzitzis. Right? So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, in the Tosus here, and according to the Rush, that the whole thing is not the Zman, but it's the Beged. If I'm wearing my pajamas, even at high noon, putter from tzitzis. Right? And if I'm wearing my regular shirt at midnight, still chayv and tzitzis, because that's a Sus Yom. The Rambam passes that no, it depends. It doesn't make a difference on the beged. It depends on the time. If you're wearing a beged during the day, you're chayav tzitzis, no matter what the beged is. If you're wearing a beged at night, you're putter from tzitzis, no matter what the beged is. It all depends on the time. And I think that's the machlokes and Shulchan Aruch Ramah. That's the pasuk. What the story is. So, Rav Zeira says, "If Zeira Mishum Ksus Laila, what's the Zeira Mishum Ksus Laila? Because Rashi says, Semayi Kasebol. Let's go point to. Let's say you're going to be wearing a beged. You're wearing a beggar during the day. Belaila, the patam mitzitzis. We're worried, I'm going to put on a ksus laila. Right, once again. I'm worried that maybe at night I'm going to wear it, and I'll be patam from tzitzis. Shenem av re'isim of soz achayt and patam ksus laila. V'nim se nenem iklaim shlo v'shas mitzvah. So whatever it is, I'm going to be wearing the ksus at night with what? With the wool tzitzis on my linen garment. At a time
when there's no chiyuv tzitzis, there's no obligation of tzitzis. That becomes a shot in this problem. The word, you won't take it off. You won't take off the linen. So you're right. I guess maybe even according to Beis Hillel. No, Beis Hillel doesn't say it's mutter. They go according to Beis Hillel. Even according to Beis Hillel says that it's mutter to wear it, you're only allowed to wear it during b'shas mitzvah. But at night, when there is no mitzvah to wear tzitzis, or not at night, the ksus lailam, there's no mitzvah to have tzitzis on at that moment. So if you have the blue made out of wool on your linen garment, that's not just my mitzvah. You got a big problem there. You're being nana from shatnez. You're wearing it. But it's tied together. It's tied together. Right. But no, that's the point. There is no mitzvah part right now. Because it's tied together. Once it's not together, it becomes part of the beged, the shatnez. It becomes part of the beged. I have shatnez all just in the lapel, in the pocket of my suit. How am I nene from it? Because this is also part of the beged. It's tied together. It's tied. We're not it. It becomes tied together. Doesn't matter what's critical or not. It's tied to the beged. It's tied within the beged or not. It's part of the beged. You're wearing shatnez. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to say another halacha. But Amr Rava, Hay Milsa, sorry, yeah. Amr Rava, Hay Milsa, Amri, the Itmar B'ma Rava, Mishun the Rav, I said that already. So, no, yeah, another thing. He says, Mishun the Rabbi Zeir, Kavar Sehi, Shel Beged. It says you have to wear a Beged, Uknafeha, Shel Or. You have a talus that's made out of a real garment, a Tsemer or Pishdim, and its corners are made out of leather. So Chayevis, you Chayevis, but go according to the garment. He shall or, but the garment is made out of or, of leather. Knafer shall beged, and the corners are made out of whatever it is, of semro pishdim. It's ketura. There's no tzitzis chayv on there. My time, I eker beged by inan. We need a beged. Leather's not beged. What's defined by a beged? A beged is defined by something that you have to sew together. It requires stitches. It requires stitching. Or it doesn't require stitching. It's a piece of leather. So a piece of leather is not considered a beged. Reminds me of that, sorry to say, but my cousin Vinny, he gets up there to speak in court, and he's wearing his big leather suit, and the judge says, you're embarrassing because you're not wearing clothing. Wear something that requires to be sewn. Leather is not considered an article of clothing. It's considered a piece of leather. So to here, it's not considered an article of clothing. That was a legitimate contact comparison. But the leather ones? The leather ones, yeah, because crazy leather. So it's a big shiloh over here. So right. So Rav Acha also baser knaf. Rav Acha argued and he goes baser knaf. You go after the corner, right? Whatever the corner. If the corner is made out of semer pishdim, you can wear it. So from here, Rav Moshe is a big shiloh. The big question now: what about nylon or synthetic or polyester of for tzitzis? Rav Moshe says they're not even chayv tzitzis to be the rabbanon. They're not even chayv tzitzis to the rabbanon. There's no. That's what Rav Moshe says. Rav Frank argues. He says why? Because it's a synthetic item that's not sewn. For even if you would chop it up and sew it together, by definition, it's not an article that needs to be sewn in order to be made a beged. Moshe says that a beged means something that has to be sewn. Temer, pishtim, these things are individual strands that are sewn together to make a beged. Leather is not. It's a piece of leather that's put on. He says also these things of nylon and all these synthetics are not considered a beged. According to Moshe, you're not kind of sixes on them. Right? So Amara Schora Amrapuna, Hatil Levalos Solos, the Hishlimal Arba, Sula Mishutasalom and Osley. What happens? A talus that only has three corners, and you put three stitches on those three corners, and then you made the fourth corner, and then you put on the fourth string, that's possible. Why? Because it's Tasiv Alom and Osley. You can only put the strings on where the beggar is five and stitches. A three cornered garment is not five and stitches. You put on three corners, what'd you do? You did nothing. Now you made a fourth corner. So now you have tzitzis, but pre-existing, you already have three strings on it. Passive loman also, that doesn't count. So Meisvei, that's kash on that. Chassidim Arishonim, the original chassidim, there were zaras and mitzvos, came into Argo Barsolos, Hayumatino and Trelis. When they would sew three finger breaths worth of the beged, they put the Trelis on. But that sides, the beged is not a beged yet, that's Chayah. How would they do that? Passive loman also. So Gemara says, no, Ema, came into Patsu Barsolos, Hayumatino and Trelis. When they got to the point when they were three finger breaths away from the end, they were already put on the talus. They were so excited to put on the talus, so when they got to that point, they would put the talus on right away. You're right, they didn't put the talus on originally, because there's no chiyuv over there. So the Gemara says, do we really say, do we really say that there's a concept of Hasib Lomina Asri when it comes to tzitzis? Where it says, well, Amar Bezerah, Hetil Limutelas Kshera. What happens? Say it outside. You have four tzitzis on. Now I want to replace one. So what does the guy do? He ties a fifth one on and then takes off the fourth one. And we said that it's Kshera. But how can it be Kshera? By the time you put the fifth one on, there was nothing to put on anymore. Because they already had four. They had four good ones. Now putting the fifth one on, they're taking off one of the four. How does that work? Because the fifth one put on when there was no Chiyat Tzitzis. The fifth one was put on when there were already four. So Amarava, so Rava says, Hashtag al Tosaf Kai, Maisa Lo. So Gemara answers, Hashtag Loman Asur, Amar Vizera, Hekil Mutelas Kshera. So the Gemara answers, Hashtag al Tosaf Kai, Maisa Lo. Wait a second. If he's going to violate Baltosin, he's obviously doing something. By putting the fifth piece of the fifth strand on, he violates Baltosin. The only way you violate Baltosin, if you're actually doing a Maisa. The Maisa obviously is good. So Gemara says, no. So therefore you see that you don't have a problem with Hashtag Loman Asur. So Gemara answers, no. Maski flow of Papa, me might the gaggle soup come kabi. Maybe you don't have kabana for Baltosif, for Baltosif ni kabana. Dimal the bachuli kami kabi. Maybe you don't put the fifth one on because you want to move back with the fourth one. So there's no problem. So the Gemara then Baltosif leka. So you have no Baltosif mice ika? You have no Baltosif. There's no Isra Baltosif because you're not over any Divrei Torah. So mice ika. So then what would happen? There's no Baltosif, but you have a mice. When you put on the fifth one, and that's going to count. Do you see that you don't have a problem with Hasib Lomen Asri?
Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a Chag Kosher v'Sameach, a good Yontif, and a good day.